Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. Last week, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization met in Rome. The original agenda was to focus on climate change and biofuels. However, the dominant issue proved to be food production. After non-stop speeches by heads of state, including President Sarkozy of France, one attendee had a perceptive comment. When did you have heads of state coming to talk about seeds and fertilizer? It's taken a global food crisis to focus attention on the need to raise food production, to lower trade barriers, and increase research in agriculture. The food index of prices increased 24% last year, 53% so far this year. An interesting note, the graph line of increase parallels the increase in oil prices. They seem to go hand in hand. Another interesting note, with that kind of an alarming increase around the world, our prices have gone up a mere 5 or 6%. The bottom line is that there is a very serious food problem that needs urgent attention. Now, prior to the meeting, all of the talk was that biofuels was a problem. We can't be making fuel out of corn. However, when the nations all came together, common sense seemed to set in. Number one, even though some developing countries argued that food crops should not be used for fuel, the declaration simply urged more research on that subject. And number two, the document recommended more investment in science and technology for food production. Hooray! Yet the declaration made no mention of biotechnology, although it was talked about. They should have mentioned it. Genetically modified crops are the answer. What will happen now? Well, let's hope that the countries of the world finally decide to focus on agriculture after years of neglect. The portion of foreign development assistance to African countries earmarked for agriculture fell from 15% in the early 80s to a mere 4% last year. High grain prices should now bring more investment and production. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.